probably ask before every show that the people down in the pit be careful, you know, because usually you can find one or two of them messing around down there.
One or two squirrels.
Yeah. You know, doing their little dance.
You're on fire.
Yeah, it goes a little like
that. That's cool, champ.
Okay. How'd you all meet?
High school. Except him. We all went to high school together. Mm-hmm. Travis originally went to West Point, and Bill got accepted to go to Harvard, and I was going to go play soccer somewhere, but we all ended up at UF because it was cheap, and no one told you what to do. So, in a band.
Well, tell me about some of these songs that we're going to be listening to tonight. R.O., for instance.
Well, R.O., I guess the inspiration was found at my grandmother's kitchen table. I could look out and she would tell me, she's a real bird, like, lover, mm-hmm. bird watcher, I guess was the word I was looking for. But, yeah, so I guess the way she used to say that, it used to kind of caught with me, kind of stuck with me. And then, you know, from there, it's just history. It's like, you know, clicking. Like oil and water, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like a juggernaut.
Hi, how you doing? If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Rock 104's Alternative Airways, and in this studio I have Gainesville's very own Four Squirrels. Did you guys play beforehand?
It was pretty recently that we picked up the instruments. How long has it been?
Jack was in a fusion funk band.
I was the leader of a jazz quartet. And
actually, Travis and I learned to play guitar when we came to the campus at University of Florida. We didn't know how to play guitar until we came here, and we just picked up and we learned.
Yeah, and I figured it all out yesterday, so, you know, the songs are kind of new to us.
Bill, however, played trombone and was a drum major in our high school band.
Boy, he looks sweet.
Marching band.
And he was also a National Merit Scholar.
Who's the hot dog? I am.
When did you guys first start playing out?
Jeez.
January, right?
Yeah.
How's it going since?
We've improved. I don't think we're at the point where we want to be at yet, but for the short amount of time that we've been doing this, mm-hmm. you know, and the way it started, playing like little gigs at the Orange and Brew during talent show, and wearing crash helmets and destroying guitars on stage, as the Fully Gnarlies, as Gorby's Transmission.
Lenny Kravitz got drafted.
That was my personal favorite, by the way.
Lenny and his fabulous bocce balls. Yeah. That was a good one, too.
Yeah, it was.
Or was that Fidel Castro and his magic peanut?
Grip Lump or Mauled by a Grizzly.
These are all names. See, when we try to name the band, going back to the Four Squirrels question, we put a paper up on the wall, and everyone put the names of the band that they wanted Four Squirrels to be called.
Starter.
That was one of them right there. A little plug for your athletic wear. And,
I kind of like the tube sock quandary.
We had tube sock quandary, mauled by a grizzly.
Battlestar Geospantica.
Battlestar Geospantica. That was my
and low
my
SAT score. Yeah. But in any case, we've come a long way, baby. And let me tell you, the road has been long and hard. One cliche after another, Brian.
What about a unicycle?
Unicycle is more of a
road song.
It's just a loner song. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just kind of like, I don't know, be by yourself.
Well, let's take a listen to Unicycle. Here's Four Squirrels on Rock 104's Alternative Airwaves.
Unicycle?
Welcome back to Rock 104's Alternative Airways, and we're here with Gainesville's very own Four Squirrels. And recently, you guys, in Moon Magazine, they had, you know, local acts being, what was it? It was
it was like
readers' poll type thing.
Yeah, you vote.
Okay,
vote,
and you guys came up as the best band in Gainesville. What do you guys have to say about that?
Rock the vote.
Exactly, baby.
I think that about sums it up.
I've always wanted to say that.
Well, you did.
Thanks, my man.
What
starter.
What about influences, personally?
Cyndi Lauper was a big influence of mine.
That's true. He really has Cyndi Lauper albums.
I do like her a lot. And who else? I like Billy Bragg a lot. And what about you, Bill? Bill's down with the whole Dizzy Gillespie scene.
Yeah, I'm down with the whole Satchmo thing. You know? I originally was in a scat band, but...
He could go on.
You see, I got chops. That's what I'm saying.
That makes you hard, eh?
Anyway, interestingly, ask our drummer about what his influences are in the bands he's played with.
Da na 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 na.
That's cool.
Well, let me just set the record straight. Before these guys badmouth me anymore. I was originally playing in Jacksonville, and we played some speed metal type stuff when I had a huge drum set and stuff. So I came down here and I went to architecture school. This is for everybody at the studio who's probably listening to it. And then these guys needed a drummer, and I just happened to pick up a jazz set. So I started playing with them, and I like it. Kind of cool.
Actually, to set the record straight, we found Jack in Jacksonville pretty strung out on heroin. we really pulled his life together, and I think Jack can safely say that First Squirrel saved his life.
That's true, but I don't give these guys any credit for it.
We can save yours, too. Come, call.
Your call's not being accepted here.
If you don't get help from First Squirrels, get help somewhere.
1-800-4-SQUIRRELS.
What about you, Travis?
No comment. No, I liked Paul Simon and
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, Smashing Pumpkins a lot. You know, all those new wave type bands. You know, because I didn't pick up a guitar till like, what was it, 2 years ago or something like that.
Yep.
You know, I have very few influences. So.
Well, you told me that one of your main influences was Yngwie and his pan flute.
Yeah, that's true.
Malmsteen, the king.
Not Zamfir, but Yngwie.
No, actually, Zamfir, you know, his stuff is a little too complicated to try to understand. So
Zamfir's electric.
Yeah, you know who he has a poster of on his door, though? That guy,
Led Zeppelin?
Led Zeppelin, yeah. He's got a big poster of that guy, and that's no lie.
He's cool, though, man.
His big red hair.
Didn't they sing Freebird?
I don't get the jokes.
Neither do I, and neither do they.
Slow down. Can we reference these jokes?
Okay, now let's listen to another song from Four Squirrels. This one's called Cabaret.
Alternative Airwaves. Rock 104.
Cabaret.
Bye. forgotten my corsage. My suit and tie didn't match my shirt or my socks. I was one big ball of smoothness. Swanson's house was a mysterious disease. Swanson's house was fun. I've seen it all before. Well, concrete meets the floor. Ask me if I care. I will follow it. I will follow you. I've seen it all before. Well, concrete meets the floor. Ask me if I care. I will follow it. I will follow you. Oh, cabaret. Oh, cabaret.
Hello, you're tuned to Rock 104's Alternative Airways, and if you're just tuning in, we've been talking here with Gainesville's local group, Four Squirrels, and we just heard a song called Cabaret.
So you guys have a new CD coming out, am I correct?
Right. Yep, it's called Bay Path Road. It should be out in
January.
Like mid-January, end of January, if all goes well. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to it. We start recording in just a few days.
Yeah, we haven't recorded yet, so... We can't really say, but we think it's going to be super.
We can't highly recommend it yet, but
it's going to be available.
Available in record stores.
We're getting like 1,000 of them.
Yeah, we're making.
Don't ask us why, but
I'll tell you,
going all out on this one.
I got two words. Thank you, Chrysler Hall, because our student loans are paying for these puppies. You know, 1,000 CDs, thanks to University of Florida. So,
man, I hope.
Yeah, they'll be available at our shows at record stores.
Worldwide, really. Yeah. It's going to be a transcontinental.
It'll be 10 original songs. Bay Path Road's the name of it.
Yep, and we're the band on it, I think.
Four Squirrels.
And I think Reggie Jackson makes a guest appearance. I think Reggie takes a few swings at the plate for us.
We just fumbled the ball.
Well, when we come back, we're going to hear some more from Four Squirrels. Keep it locked to your home of rock and roll, Rock 104. Well, we're back on Rock 104's Alternative Airways with local band Four Squirrels.
The song is called Kill Birds.
One, two. I try to put it down.
This is Rock 104's Alternative Airways, and we've been sitting here chatting and listening to some music from a local band called Four Squirrels.
Well, we've been listening to you guys acoustic, but you're different in a live performance, am I correct?
Yeah, it's a lot more crass, shall I say. But
it's a little more amplified.
Yeah.
Plus, mm-hmm. you have drums, of course.
Yeah, the CD is going to be a little different, but this was a cool thing to do acoustically. Mm-hmm. This is how we began. So this is a good picture of our starts, our roots right here. This is our acoustic.
Starter.
Well, it's new. It's new for me. Going from speed metal to speed metal to bongos in less than a year.
Well, we're expanding. We're expanding his horizons, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Rock 104 has been getting a bad rep about, you know, local bands and the scene and their music that they're playing. And we're trying to do something a little different here and trying to get it out, you know, once a month. And what do you guys think about the local scene?
Well, I think it's starting. I think it's really starting to go. I mean, for a while there, it was a lot of monotony, kind of. But I think even the bands that were around, you know, years ago are now starting really to develop and kind of bloom. Yeah, I know, like, the bad rap about not having a radio station to kind of, you know, push local bands and bands that come in from out of town so that people go out and see them play. And we do need that.
Mm-hmm.
We do need that. But I think, you know, this program is just like a good
stepping
glimpse.
Stone.
A good glimpse of what's beginning to happen. Mm-hmm. I think this is pretty much on the edge of how it's all developing. And hopefully people will take notice.
Imitate yourself is a danger.